Welcome to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. This podcast is exclusively designed for small business leaders like you. Prepare to get invaluable insights from every episode, equipped with actionable tips made for immediate implementation in your business. Tune in as we feature firsthand lessons from fellow small business owners and thought leaders. I'm your host, Jay Schwedelson. Over the last 25 years, I've grown multiple small businesses that have generated over $300 million in revenue. Along the way, I've learned pitfalls to avoid and quick wins that can transform your business immediately. I'm excited to share it all. So if you're ready to win on Main Street, let's dig into this episode. Welcome back to Small Business Quick Wins presented by Thrive. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think can save so many small business owners, frankly, from going out of business. And it's this idea of failing fast. If someone said to me, what is one of the tips in business that you wish you knew right out of the gate? It would be the idea of learning to fail fast. What do I mean by that? Failing fast is when you have a product or service, this new product or service you're bringing out to the market, something that you are launching that you think as the business owner is going to be amazing. You know the market better than anybody else, and the market needs this product. The market needs this service. And I know that when we launch it, it's going to be amazing. And you're putting all this money and energy and people behind it, and then you launch it, and it's a dud. Right? People are not into it. People are not receiving it well. You're not able to get customers to jump on board with this thing. And you are pouring more money and resources and time and energy into getting this thing stood up because you, the business owner, thinks, no, I know better. This thing's going to be great. And you continue to fuel this thing with all the resources of your company. This is how companies go out of business. As a small business owner, you have limited resources. You have limited time. You have limited money. You have limited people. And if you're putting all your energy into something that's not going to succeed, that is how we fail. Now, what's interesting is 70% of startups pivot their initial business model, according to Founder S, which is a big research group. 70% pivot their initial business model. Why? Because you're not going to get it right all the time. So how do you know? What is the sign that you should say to yourself, wow, I need to pivot. I need to bail on this product or service. It's sucking all the life out of my company. What is that moment? Here's a great way to know if you are going down the wrong path. So now you've gone to market, you're pushing it hard, you got these sales coming in, not a lot of them though, and you're spending a lot of resources, marketing, people, time, everything behind this thing that you believe in passionately, right? So what do you do? How do you know? If I came to you and said, okay, if your sales on this new product or service, if they increased 100% from where they are right now, if they went up by 100%, would that be good enough? Would that make this product or service a success for you? Would it be cash flow positive? Would it be a win? Now, if the answer is no, that no, I need the product or I need the sales on this new product or service to go up by 5,000% for it to even come close to breaking even, then you are having wishful thinking. You're not going to be able to put the marketing dollars behind something to get it to go up that high. If 100% increase is not good enough, then right there is the moment that you have to hit pause and say, whoa, I have a loser on my hands. This is not good. And then what do? You can either bail on it completely, or you take the feedback, that initial feedback that you're getting from people, and you say, wait a minute, if we just adjust this, if we pivot like 70% of other small business owners do, right, from the statistic that we just shared, if we pivot and do this, then it may work, all right? But to be stubborn because you think you know the market better is how you fail. You know, according to Dun & Bradstreet, poor cash flow management is the reason 90% of businesses fail, is poor cash flow management. Now, how does that relate? Because failing fast helps businesses avoid pouring resources into failing products or services, and you could redirect them to profitable areas. So the biggest fail, I believe, that a small business owner can make is to be stubborn, to not hear the user feedback and to not be able to say to themselves, you know what? I got this wrong. But if we pivot, we're going to be okay. All right, before we get on into the stat that blew my mind, I want to share that this podcast is exclusively presented by Thrive. Thrive is incredible. If you haven't taken a few minutes as a small business owner and explored Thrive, I think you're missing the boat. It is a do-it-all small business software, and it really allows you to take a lot of work off of your plate. They have everything you need to communicate, whether it's SMS messages, people filling out forms, getting your emails out, tracking your calls. Everything can be done in one place. And if you haven't checked out Thrive, you got to do it. It's thrive.com, thryv.com. I'm telling you, it's worth a few minutes for you to explore how to really improve all the communications in your business. So here's the stat that blew my mind related to failing fast. Here it is. And this is from the Small Business Administration. Small businesses that fail fast and pivot early save an average of 25% in development costs compared to those that stick with their original plan. What that really means is that your ability to not be a stubborn small business owner allows you to recognize what people are feeding back to you in terms of their experience with your new product or service, and then you pivot, and you don't have to go back and to the drawing board and start all over again. You could take the learnings, take what you've already created, not be so stubborn, adjust your plan, save 25% on developing something new, and go right out to market super fast. So failing fast saves you money. It saves you all the different resources within your organization focusing in on it and allows you to grow your business rapidly. All right. Thanks for being here today on Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. Well, that was fun and great news. You got way more where that came from. Subscribe. Make sure you get the latest episodes each week for more actionable tips from today's top small business leaders. And hook us up with a 5-star review if you've got at least one new idea you may consider using. Lastly, if you want to ensure you never miss a message from your customers again, check out thrive.com/wins to get your free account with Command Center today.